Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Sunshine came softly through my window today.
Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. The one for my new book, The Third Ingredient, with a number three, thethirdingredient.com. It's just you and me. One more segment. You can hopefully tough it out one more segment before our good friend Grace Marie Turner joins us, and then you'll get a reprieve from me and hear her brilliant words and her genius mind and her wisdom. So I want to report on the survey, a recent survey that we conducted. And I'll try to pull up another one here that we did this week. I'll give you a little bit of advance notice on that one. But we asked you recently about this. We asked you about the healthcare bill. What do you think about the healthcare bill? And we said there are new healthcare options being proposed to give small businesses more options. Now, these are the ones that President Trump put in place through the executive order. There are new healthcare options, being able to buy across state lines, being able to buy through a third party. Through your trade, to a local trade group, that kind of thing. And so we asked that question, and so here are the options you had. No, we like the Obamacare options we have. Zero said that. Not one person said they like the healthcare options you have. And 65% said yes, after Obamacare, we need more options and lower premiums. So 65% like the idea of having more options, and 18% said, no, our new healthcare options and pricing are good for us. Our current ones are good for us. And 17% said, anything will help us. We currently don't have insurance. So not one person in our poll liked Obamacare. One thing our polling has shown over the last 3 or 4 years, whether ours or others, whether it's our polling or other people's polls, those who cover Main Street, the Main Street business sector, small business owners do not like Obamacare. And this week's response proved this point, but I'm going to overlay what happened in this recent election with our research in a minute. And don't take this week's response as predictable from a bunch of right-wing entrepreneurs. There are plenty of respondents. I know them. Plenty of respondents, plenty of small business owners who were supporters of President Obama. But as you can see, not so many who like his eponymous health care law. To a small business owner, every penny of operating cash is precious. We hate spending money for the unnecessary. And that's why even Obama's small business supporters don't like Obamacare. It mandates that they pay for coverage they don't want. And in some cases, the things they have mandated to pay for, things that they are physiologically or chronologically cannot use. They're paying for stuff that they literally couldn't use in this universe. In my own case, the difference in Obamacare options that we've had and one of the new plans that we're now being offered is a potential premium reduction of almost two-thirds without loss of coverage for things that are appropriate to my family. Now, this is some of the continuing to chip away at some of the negatives, some of the many negatives. There's still a few left to chip away at Obamacare. And as I said in the beginning, Obamacare was never about health care reform. It was always about control. Ironically, if the same law, if Obamacare had been created without the mandates, if they had just left out the mandates, to make me pay for, as a small business owner, to not make me pay for things that I cannot use. It's a chance. I think there's a chance that it would have been sustained. It would have been much more successful, much more accepted. Might have changed the way the political landscape went. But because they were going for control and not reform, I think that wound up hurting them. Now, let's overlay what happened in the election. The number one, according to a Wall Street survey just out today, the number one issue for the voters was health care. Not by a giant margin, but by some margin, it was health care. Now, I think small business owners, if they contributed to the Democrats getting the House of Representatives, and if health care was their issue, if there's any blame to be had there for what caused that, it would be the Republicans not making as big a deal as they did about what those executive orders would do for small businesses. I just got through telling you that in my case, this new offer, this new policy that they're making available through this executive order, which we've never had before, which is really a bellwether of where we should be going, that new policy availability reduced our premium. Didn't change our coverage. It reduced our premium by 2/3. Why wasn't that a bigger thing? That was a mistake I think the Republicans made. President Trump apparently didn't want to talk about it. I think he made a mistake there. Quick break, 29 after. I'm Jim Blasey, and I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.